The party's just begun.
Sonic Boom!
Sit, would you kindly? Where's everyone going? Bingo? Kept you waiting, huh?
We can all acknowledge our travel chief.
That's true.
Dylan.
I agree, you know? I agree, even though he didn't win the Rumble. That's fine. It's fine. All right, shall we just get started then?
Yeah, just jump. Fucking let's jump into it with 2 feet like Seth Rollins jumped on our tribal chief's head with 2 feet.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Absolutely. There we go. Absolutely. Anyways, hello and welcome to the NPC Gaming Podcast, where noobs, wannabe pros, and occasional completionists gather to discuss the latest in the world of gaming. That's right. There are a lot of gaming podcasts out there. There are a lot of NPC podcasts out there. And just like the younglings of Coruscant, they are not long for this galaxy. Anyways, jeez. I am your host, Anthony Fuentes, and with me is, of course, young Padawan Alex Cordova.
Yeet.
How about that? May the force yeet with you. Anyways, let's start off. We got some quick bits. We got quite a few, actually. You want to just put this... We'll go halfway and then go again, right?
All right. I'll pound out half of them. You pound out the other half. We'll do a little capra A on the
it's good.
Quick
I know,
bits here.
I think that's a very good strategy because I know... You want the first news story, for sure.
Well, I mean, I did find it's kind of a big deal here. But the first little quick bit we have here is that Insomniac Games CEO Ted Price is finally announcing his retirement from the video game industry after 3 decades of bangers, as the kids say.
Damn. He's going to be joining Cena on that retirement tour, dude.
Yeah. And then speaking of retirement tours and bangers here, we got Fuen's boy Trump, his tariffs.
God, don't even put me in. Mm-hmm.
May end up hurting the video game industry. The ESA warns, which is the Electronic Software Association, I believe.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, yeah. Thanks, guys.
Well, 70 was already too much. 70 was already too much for a fucking game.
Yeah. And then let's not forget, today, as we're recording this, China is just got hit with some type of parcel, you know.
Yeah.
So all the Temu and shit that you guys order, yeah. Enjoy paying triple for that. So,
oh, anyways. You mean the drop shippers that vote for Trump are suddenly fucked out of their business? Join the club, baby.
Boy. All right. Well, I'm going to hit out. I'm going to pound out these next three here because they kind of all go together.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Pound them out.
We have Sony is dropping PlayStation Plus free games for the PS4 versions. January 2026. A little asterisk on that is that if the game launches with both the PS5 and PS4 version, you can still download the PS4 version for all 100 of you still playing PlayStation 4 games.
All right.
And then also, Sony drops the PC PlayStation Network ID requirements after the Helldivers 2 fiasco early... I think it was late last year.
It was late last year, right? Yeah. It was in the throes of democracy at that point.
Yes. So they are finally dropping the requirement. And not only for Helldivers 2, but they're also dropping it for some big hitters, such as the recently launching Spider-Man 2, God of War Ragnarok, and Last of Us 2.
Why would you need PSN just to play those fucking games?
We'll get into it. Let me finish this off here.
Finish it off.
And then in the last little bit of Sony news that we have, they finally got around to issuing a DMCA, or a takedown notice, for the Bloodborne 60 FPS mod that has been around since 2001, I believe. 4 years, basically, after it was published on the internet.
Gotcha. Oh, shit. 2021?
Yes, possibly. And, you know, of course, yeah, you need a jailbroken PS4, PS5 to play it, but... There may be a silver lining here because they usually only do this if they want you to buy something that they are going to be selling. And I don't know. What would make people want to buy a 60 FPS Bloodborne? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a fucking remaster finally?
Maybe, so, dude. Bloodborne cereal, something. The Bloodborne cart, something. Give us something.
So, yeah, yeah. Everyone's kind of like, they're like, oh, man. Well, like, you know how the internet works. It's yeah. like, yeah, guys, we're officially taking it down, but there's avenues to get it if you haven't got it. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Be a little crafty. Just looking, be a little crafty. You're good.
Yeah, everyone's looking at the you know, the light at the end of the tunnel and saying, like, maybe they did that because it's finally fucking time. It's finally time. Mm. So, yeah, that's the first little, that's half of the quick bits. Let's go over. Dude, what do you got, Fwen?
These tariffs, I mean, honestly, dude, I have not bought, maybe bought one game at $70, and that was fucking Tears of the Kingdom. Oh, and yeah. That's it. I do not plan on buying any games for $70 or more, for more than 70. Mm-hmm. This is going to be very painful for the industry, these tariffs. So, hardware too, dudes. I don't know, man.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about this shit.
I was going to say, I don't think it's going to hurt software so much because there is the whole digital avenue. True. But I'm more concerned about your Nintendo Switch 2.
Yeah, or any other next-gen fucking console, any revisions. Even the current consoles, they've increased the PS5 price in other regions.
Yes, yes. And that's what I was going to say, too, is like, you got to remember, during COVID 2020, it was fucking absolute mayhem to get official PlayStation 4 controllers, you know, like PlayStation accessories, because they all came from Japan and they all sat on fucking cargo ships. And I distinctly remember, as fucking fate would have it, that my fucking controller started dying. I had two controllers die on me during COVID. One had a fat fucking stick drift, and then the other one just like stopped charging. Oh. So I remember I had to fucking hunt for like MSRP fucking PlayStation 4 controllers. So yeah, I'm hoping that it doesn't get that bad, but you know, your boy, listen, tariffs are great. Okay, they're great. We're going to Switch 2. Great machine, all right? You're going to pay fucking $500 for it.
I saw a little fucking conference too where he's like, no, the other country pays for it. We don't pay for it. I don't know where that bitch comes from. I'm just like, bro, the supplier pays for it, man. And then they're going to fucking put the cost on you, bitch.
Yeah.
On us. So, it's on us. So, yeah.
You know, thank Jesus that I did my tax return. Mm. I will be putting aside a chunk of that for my Switch 2 pre-order. A little quick bit, a little breaking news here. Nintendo has said that they're going to battle... you know, the scalpers. So
yes. I didn't put that in there.
We didn't put that in there.
We'll do. Okay, it's gonna come up in the Nintendo news. It's all good. Yeah. By the way, Jesus has been deported. So no, you know. Oh, there. That's, fuck. Yeah. So we got a little political this one. All right. Anyways, I'm more positive. The stuff though, I'm happy. PC players don't have to jump through, you know, usual publisher bullshit to play these games. Is there a Sony launcher, or they let you just fucking play the game?
No, there's no Sony launcher, but that's the thing with the PSN ID requirements is that, like, and that's a big thing, too, that, I mean, the PC crowd loves is the fact that, you know, technically, online multiplayer is free on PC. Yeah. Any fucking game you want to play, it's free, okay? But I guess just because they want to sell your fucking info, that's why they were like, why the fuck do I need to sign up for a PlayStation ID if I don't have a PlayStation? And why? You just want it for my, you know, basically their data, right? Mm-hmm. So they can sell it. And that's the thing with the PC crowd, right? Like, they literally told Helldivers 2 to fuck off on PC. And, you know, Sony caved. And it's just, yeah, like, if there's one crowd not to fucking try and change, quote-unquote, it's the PC crowd. Like,
oh, they'll bot some whole fucking movement behind you, dude. It's going to be...
Yeah.
It's going to be not good. No. Yeah.
They did say, though, that, like, if, you know, they put a little dangled the carrot in front of the rabbit or whatever the fucking expression is, where they're like, hey, if you guys do sign up, you know, it's going to be optional, but if you do sign up for the PSN, you know, quote-unquote requirement, you'll get some free shit. So it's kind of like taking it off, but if you sign up, they'll give you free DLC or something.
Like, listen, let us have no privacy, but like maybe a couple skins. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, how much is your privacy worth really right now? We'll get it anyways.
Yeah. I was going to say, here, you want some fucking two skins? Here, give me your email.
Yeah, wow. Ugh. Anyway.
And then and then the boy Ted Price, dude, dating back to fucking PlayStation 2, PlayStation 1 era, like this guy has been the Insomniac's game CEO since then. And dude, you know, Insomniac is one of the best developers around. Like, they haven't had really a miss.
They are, I feel like, them and Naughty Dog are truly Sony's first party boys. Yeah. Like, they're the first party boys. And Ted Price has seen Insomniac through, like, fucking all kinds of errors, dude. It was Sly Cooper, correct?
No. Insomniac was Ratchet and Clank.
Ratchet and Clank, yeah. Yes.
And then they, you know, Spider-Man. Of course. Mm-hmm. And then just pretty much anything that had Insomniac. You know, they had the Sunset Overdrive on Xbox.
Yes.
Yeah, which was actually good. It's just the fact that no one played it because it was on Xbox.
Yeah. But, my nephew actually loved that fucking game.
Yeah.
So, hey, was it Infamous also?
Infamous was Insomniac. Yes. Yeah. So
damn, dude. Like, I'm telling you, they knew what they were doing from the get-go. They're like, we're going to start this decades ago with these mascot platformers. But, you know, as gaming gets serious, they went with the times and made things work. So fucking go.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if there's one person that probably needs or earns a retirement there, it is Ted Price.
There you go, dude. No, he's not dead. Fuck. Yeah. Retirement.
Actually, I'm sorry. It does date back to PlayStation 1. They had Spyro the Dragon Trilogy, then Ratchet and Clank, Resistance, which I totally forgot, which is like fucking unsung hero of the PS3 era.
Oh, they were Resistance.
Yeah. Actually, no, Insomniac was not Infamous. Mm. Oh, I'm sorry. Infamous was
the other one.
The Sly Cooper developer. Fucking, I forgot their name. But
yeah, me too. Fuck.
Fucking literally, goddamn Ghost of Tsushima. but yeah, you know, and then the Spider-Man games that they just did, and you know, the upcoming Wolverine. So
yeah, good for them.
Yeah,
they had a good shepherd there, but I feel like at this point maybe his role has been like maybe a little pushback, and when these people retire, they're at that point, they've already handed over the fucking reins to a bunch of people that they trust.
Yeah. Oh yeah, so that's the other thing. I think three people are gonna take over the it's called Sucker Punch. I'm sorry, it's Sucker Punch.
Is
Ghost of Tsushima and Sly Cooper and Infamous. Yeah, another awesome fucking developer that doesn't really have a miss. But he's actually said that there's three people that are taking over for him, which are kind of following in his footsteps from the PS1, PS2 era. So that's cool. Insomniac sounds like they're in good hands.
I'm with it. I'm with it. You guys, you did a good job, buddy.
And then the last little thing for Blood. I just want a fucking Bloodborne remaster. I don't care. Put it on everything. Xbox, PC, PlayStation 5. Just
yeah, don't be stingy.
I'm telling you. Bloodborne is like, yeah, that's... If Bloodborne launches on PC, it's going to give Elden Ring a run for its money just because it's stuck on the PS4 right now.
No, it shouldn't be. Yeah, I know. It's one of those just unfortunate casualties of like the transition from digital gaming and like weird hardware, you know? I feel like now the hardware is a lot more concise, even between the Xbox and PlayStation. So we get a lot of good stuff, but yeah, back then they tried to really distinguish themselves, and I think it worked against everybody else's favor.
Yeah.
But hey, you know what? If this is a good sign, I'll take it. I'm going to think positively this 2025, okay? Despite the world telling me different, I'm going to think positively for this one.
Yeah, well, you keep thinking positive because the last part of this... Oh, actually, the first little bullet point for the last part of this quick bits is not positive whatsoever.
That was my exact transition, except in this particular instance.
Whoa, you can't say that word anymore,
fine. Oh, my God, I can't. We're gonna be except in this immediate sentence that I'll be saying right now. Microsoft's Xbox records hardware... blah, blah, blah. I already fucked that one up. Xbox records hardware second lowest revenue point in a fucking decade. 10 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But on the flip side, we have the exact opposite success story. So while Xbox is dying, Nintendo Switch 2 has been confirmed for a 6 a.m. showtime on April 2nd. The company says they will consider, quote-unquote, affordability customers expect when pricing. And yes, as stated earlier, they are developing a system to address scalping, which is a big, big deal back in COVID. And of course, Nintendo, in the exact opposite situation as Microsoft, now has a record breaking 72 first party titles that have exceeded 1 million sales units. And of course, with two more confirmed titles on the way that Nintendo says are definitely Switch 1 games, which is Pokemon Legends Arceus, not Arceus, Pokemon Legends ZA and Metroid Prime 4.
Fucking so, Zah, bro.
Yeah, Pokemon yeah.
Zah.
Pokemon Zah. So yeah, Xbox dying. Definitely they will be becoming a third-party developer, I think. Basically it's they're that now, but they're pretty much like on the road. And Nintendo, I was reading about it. I think even all of Sony's first party sales or numbers in the past like 10 years is not 72. Like 72 million is insane. No other console maker has that by even close. So way to go, Switch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Xbox thing too, kind of piggybacking on that is the fact that I think it was today or yesterday your boy Phil Spencer said that you know that Xbox developers should make PS5 games and release them. So I saw a meme today that was fucking funny as hell. Basically like fucking shows, I'm sorry, but it showed Phil Spencer being a cuck while fucking...
I was gonna say the same.
Did you see that one on Reddit?
No, I didn't see that at all. I assume he's in the chair though.
Yeah, he was in the chair, and then it's some stupid little stick figures in it. One of them's a fucking PlayStation logo, and the other one was another one holding, like, the PlayStation logo was holding the Xbox developer stick
wow.
figure.
Wow.
And the Xbox developer stick figure was like, "Are you sure?" Oh, man, it was great. Actually, yeah. You know what? We should find that and put that as.
No, that might be a good cover right there. That might be a very good cover. Oh, that's yeah, fucking. But, horrible, dude.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I get it, what they were trying to do. You know, we talked about a couple times where they said their Xbox is everything, or mm-hmm. what is the Xbox anywhere? They're putting it on TV.
Everything's an Xbox.
Yeah, well, she's like, yeah, but at the same time, no.
So you're know? Basically just going to make, like, publish games and have your own launcher for shit. That's all it's going to be.
Yeah.
And that's kind of lame, dude. Okay, if you're going to do that, just make sure I can play all my old shit. That's all I need. Just give me that long-term backwards compatibility. You'll have me for as long as you need to. But, you know, I'll be on the chair next to you. But if you don't have that, then I am going to be the third stick figure in that equation right there.
Yeah, so poor Microsoft, which really sucks, dude, because Indiana Jones is, like, a great fucking game. I want to buy it on the Xbox because I know that when it launches on the PS5, the Xbox price is going to be half off, and that's when I'll like buy it.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, but, no, yeah. Precisely.
Yeah, but, and then
yeah,
you know, we got Doom coming soon, which is I don't want to get ahead.
We'll talk about it. Don't
yeah,
worry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's again non-exclusive. So yeah. Xbox is kind of fucking the pooch this gen, dude.
I mean, they really are. They're making moves they should have made 10 years ago. Yeah. They should have made these kind of moves, honestly, in the middle of the Xbox One generation. So by the time they did the Series generation, they would have had these bangers ready to go.
Yeah.
You know, but now they're giving us all these bangers, but they're like, well, we did not sell enough Xboxes to get something out of this, so now we have to expand. And, I mean, at the end of the day, it's better for gamers. Everybody else wins, except... There is something a little nice about Xbox hardware, I would say. Like, it's kind of a shame that we're missing... They're not going to have the incentive to innovate that they do right now. Like, to just have clean, good fucking hardware that does the job. Like, you know, there's going to be no real incentive to keep improving.
Yeah, I still stand by it. Xbox has the best backwards compatibility out of all the systems.
Oh, by far. Yeah, 100%.
Games that I bought on my fucking Xbox 360, I can still play.
Like, they play it fucking better FPS sometimes.
Exactly.
It's
so,
fucking
like,
awesome.
That's what they should have doubled down on and then, like, just add on to it. But, yeah. So.
Yeah, my Series S is a swan song, baby. That bitch is just chilling right there. Yeah. It's a shame. It's a shame. But, yeah.
And then, you know, the Switch 2 news. We'll be here maybe. What day is April 2nd? Let's check that out real quick. Little special. April 2nd is a Wednesday.
Oh, shit.
Special episode Wednesday night. We'll see.
I'm down. I'm with
you. Depending on what they show. But, yeah, you know.
Switch 2. I'm expecting some good stuff. They have to nail this. Like, to me, like, they're not going to get the Switch 1 sales for sure. But I think they got to let people know, like, hey, you can't play this on Switch 1. This is how good we are right now. So they got to really nail that shit. But, you know, also congrats on the fucking... you know, their gigantic sales that they've been having.
Yeah, I'm expecting some type of exclusive Switch 2 reveal, which is like probably the Mario Kart.
Well, the Mario Kart for sure, but like I don't know.
I would do things for a Smash reveal, but I doubt it. You know?
No, they're gonna dangle that fucking carrot over the rabbits as much as they fucking can. Well, I think the game changer is gonna be that they're gonna really fuck with people and make them buy Switch 2s, and it's for the casuals. They're gonna slap Animal Crossing at the end. They're gonna apps because that gets people just fucking going for some reason. I was reading that Animal Crossing New Horizons is about to exceed Pokemon Red and Blue in sales.
Jesus,
that is insane. That is fucking insane. I accidentally deleted my island, so sorry, bro. All my boys are in the abyss now.
You know, kudos to them for their 72 first party titles over a million too. I mean, you know. They do, like, you know, Nintendo is pretty much the king of first parties, dude. Like, you're never going to see Mario on a PS5 or a Xbox.
No. They'll let it die before that happens. But also, like, you won't see these fucking things lower than $40. It's fucking annoying.
Oh, yeah. And people still buy it.
Yeah. You know it. That's a lot of money. All right. Yeah. I'm speaking of not a lot of money, how about the news?
Oh.
how about you coming with this news right here?
The first one? Oof.
Yeah, it's news time, baby. Now it's time for the quick bits are done. We got three news stories right here, and we have been excited to talk about this failure.
man. Yeah, you know, yeah. It really sucks that it's a failure. But, you know, Warner Brothers, Warner Bros, fucking Zavzlav, or what is it?
Peter Zaslav? David Zaslav.
Yeah, fucking WB strikes again, Bubba. Rest in peace, Multiverses. So, how expected, Multiverses will celebrate the conclusion, or its conclusion, I should say, of its fifth and final season by going completely offline on May 30th, 2025 at 9 a.m. Wow, in the morning. Those fucking assholes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Aquaman. Mm-hmm. And Lola Bunny are confirmed to be the final overpriced characters released for this fledgling fighter. Is it deserved? Let's talk about it.
Yep.
Go ahead. Start off.
It's very deserved. Lola's cool. Aquaman, whatever. But we've talked about this a million times. How they dropped the fucking ball from the updates to the monetization. From the gameplay being slower and dumber. Yep. And now, I don't even know what the fuck they're going to do with things offline. They don't have a local option.
Well, that's the thing. That's a weird thing. I could have swore that I read that they said it's still going to be available to play offline. But does that mean that they're going to put an offline mode in? Because the only thing that means is that it's not going to get updated anymore. But you can still have it and you can still play it.
What do we do about the characters? Like, what happens in that scenario? Yeah. Like, I would like, again, like we talked about, if it's not online, if it's just offline, and you bundle these fucking characters for, like, $40 maybe now, I still do it. I bring the Xbox over, and everybody just fucking dicks in, and just, it's awesome. It'll be fun.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing, too. It's like, are they going to just fuck over all of the people who have paid money for the characters and just release all the characters for free on May 30th? Like, I don't know,
dude. I don't think WB's that charitable, dude. I think they'd be like, well, did you not buy the character? Well, you're stuck with what you have.
But
like, be happy.
But even that's fucking dumb as hell. Because like, what are they gonna say? Like, the only way to unlock the characters offline is to play and grind these. What, like, what are you gonna grind? Like, there's nothing to refresh. It's gonna be dead. Like, that's the thing. I don't understand. I mean, I guess I can look it up. I didn't really read too much into it, but
I couldn't find shit. I only found fucking like speculation. I didn't find shit.
See, that's the thing. And also, they dropped the trailer for that season 5, and it, for some reason...
It's getting hot. All right, you're getting hot.
Get real hot. No, for some reason, it looked faster than before. Like, it looked like it was the game that everyone wanted. People are like, what the fuck is this? Like,
I think they don't give a shit. I think that's exactly why it looks faster. They're like, we're no longer placating the casuals. Make a good fucking game. And then just buy the characters if you can. And dip out. Yep. Yeah, that's what they're doing.
Yeah, that's crazy, dude. Like, this...
Yeah.
Oh, man. Like we've been talking about, too, like, the past since the inception of this podcast, every time is like, Smash needs competition. If Smash does not get competition, we're never going to get another Smash Brothers. Like,
no, seriously. Everybody's here is going to be the slogan for another fucking 10 years, dude. We'll have another Ted Price fucking retirement tour before that shit happens again.
Because it's like, dude, we played the beta. There was potential there, right? But the fact that they just fucked over the relaunch and says, yeah, everything that you guys got in the beta, yeah, we're just resetting it. Give us your money again. And everyone was like, fuck you. I can't get over it. I'm getting real hot thinking about it.
Now, same thing. This is exemplary of corporate greed, okay? This is just how corporate greed is. Mm-hmm. This is, I think, the worst of it, honestly. Not only did they fuck over fans, but they denied us a complete product until the very, very end. And I assume we're going to get the best version of Multiverse with that last update and no reason to play it afterwards.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine that it just blows up when it goes offline. Mm-hmm. And the fact that everyone's like, fuck yeah, Multiverse, and then Warner Brothers is going to be like, don't.
I'm just saying, they actually had good characters. Bugs Bunny is an amazing fucking character to play as. He's fun as fuck. I love that shit.
I liked fucking Batman, dude. And Shaggy. Shaggy was
Fucking Sea Falcon Shaggy, dude.
He was the Sea Falcon of fucking Multiverse.
Dude. Yeah. I feel like we bitch about this game, but we haven't explained to the listeners just how good some of the aspects were. Like it was like Smash. Your main felt like you. When you play Smash, it's hard to pick up another person's main because their personality isn't quite matched, not just the looks, but the play style, too. I was a fucking Jake from Adventure Time and a Bugs Bunny boy, so I was a little shit. And that's how I play Smash Brothers, and the fact that they gave me an option there made me want to keep playing this game. But you know what? If you support this structure, I can't do it. I don't have the time. I'm a fucking adult. I'm sorry.
Yeah. They're bullshit about the fucking... Like, they never did a bundle of, like, hey, do you guys just want to give us $60 for the full game and then you can just have all the characters? No? All right, never mind. Buy them at fucking 10 to 15 bucks and there's, like, 20-something characters. It's like, fuck you. Yeah. I'm doing that. WB, you fucked up the Arkhamverse. You fucked up Multiverses. I really hope that Hogwarts Legacy 2 doesn't get fucked by you, but, you know?
We'll see, dude. We will fucking see.
On to greener pastures here, Fwen.
Yeah, I can take this. I have no attachment to this franchise, but I'll go for it.
Oh, I do.
Oh, you want to go for it? I'll have the attachment.
No, go ahead.
Well, the next Battlefield shown happened? It did happen. Battlefield Labs has been announced. The new Battlefield will return to the traditional linear campaign, a first since Battlefield 2042, and EA is looking for playtesters for the pre-alpha build. Will this be a revival for the franchise? Discuss. I don't know.
We need something besides Call of Duty. Dude.
I agree. I think competition is important. I 100% agree. I'm with that.
Battlefield 2, Battlefield 3, and Battlefield 4. Actually, I'll throw in Battlefield 1 in there, too.
I'll throw in Battlefield 1943 or whatever that shit was. What was the $15 one on the Xbox. That one was good, too.
Yeah, back in the day, right? So... That's the thing, though, is, like, those are all, like, if they were to ever do a Battlefield 2 remaster or a 3 remaster, like, people would buy it. Because today, there are still people on the Xbox One version of Battlefield 4, and it is still popping. You can find a match fucking, like, nothing, right? But at the same time, it's still a game from fucking 2012, 2014. Like, it's a decade-old game, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, Battlefield has a fan base there that like it more than Call of Duty. I prefer Battlefield over Call of Duty just because of it's one of the first like military type of games that I played besides Counter-Strike that was fun, right? With your boys.
Okay, so for listeners, define what distinguishes Battlefield here from like a Call of Duty.
So Call of Duty is more of a like fucking jumping in Twitch shooting where it's like you just run around the fucking map like you have ADD, you're fucking, like, you're on coke or something, right?
Yeah, you memorize those maps like a motherfucker, and they are small, comparatively.
Yeah, they're small. I would compare Call of Duty to an arena-based, like a Halo, where it's just a small map, no vehicles, no, nothing, I don't want to say unexpected to happen, but you're only going to get shot by another player, like, with a gun, right? Battlefield, on the other hand, at least Battlefield 2, 3, and 4, is where you're dropped into a bigger map, a way bigger map. And if you want to be a sniper and sneak around the battlefield and fucking snipe people from fucking 2 miles away, you can do that, right? Uh-huh. And or if you want to be a fucking Call of Duty player and just be like a close quarters combat running into the buildings and shit, then you can do that. But the also the thing about Battlefield, which it's kind of lost its identity about this, is the fact that if there was a fucking camper just chilling in a building, guess what? You can just drop the fucking building on the camper by blowing up the building.
Oh, like, yeah. That's bad company shit right there, baby.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like that is what's fun about Battlefield. I feel like Battlefield was more...
Well, we had the vehicles too, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then the vehicles, right? If you don't want to shoot, then just drive people around or get into a fucking helicopter and just drive and shoot.
Get into a fucking plane, dude. Just start knocking people the fuck out.
Yeah, I'll never fucking forget, dude. My cousin Jake was able to fly one of those little Sparrow fucking Black Hawk small helicopters in, I'm sorry, into a tunnel that no one was expecting, and that fool just would drive it into the tunnel and just hover right over the fucking point in the tunnel, and people would just fucking be so upset because he was in there with a Gatling gun just hovering.
And
so,
I just started blasting.
Yeah, basically. So, you know, and it's like that, to me, that's what Battlefield was. That's what made it fun. That's what made it unique compared to Call of Duty. Over the years, it's lost its identity. Mm-hmm. Battlefield 1 was fun, but like, you know, Battlefield 5 was kind of like, nothing different than Battlefield 1. At least Battlefield 1 had the like World War 1 aesthetic, which was unique, you know, bayonets.
And then you get different guns and stuff like related to that time period.
Yeah. And then Battlefield 2042 was just, it had potential, but at the same time, it just fucking the stupid, you know, I don't want to say microtransactions, but just stupid decisions, right? It's like, oh, you have to pick a hero. It's like, I just want to pick a soldier, not a hero. And it's, you know, they kind of try to mix shit. So,
The
little, I think it was like a minute, maybe 30 second to a minute clip that they showed. It does look like Battlefield 2 to me. So I'm really hoping that they go back to the roots. But then again, it is EA.
Yep.
So cautiously optimistic. But
I'd say that's smart. That's smart.
Yeah. So if they, if you know, EA actually, what should I say here? If they actually smartened up or you know, listened to the feedback from 2042 and took it back to Battlefield 2, 3 or 4 era type of gameplay, then... You know, this might be one to keep an eye on, but, you know, everyone's very cautiously optimistic right now.
I would say that's justified. I mean, EA's always been, to me, back and forth. Like, sometimes they do brilliant shit because they have a lot of fuck-ups before they do something good.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they've had enough fuck-ups by this point that they realize we should do something good. That's it. That's all it is. Plus, we need more 100-player-plus style games that aren't Battle Royale style games. Exactly. Like, I want something that's more objective-based and, like, consistently fun, even if I'm getting my ass kicked.
Well, and that's the other thing, too. That's a good point because, you know, right now, Battle Royales are the 100 players and all that shit, right? That's whatever. But Battlefield back in the day on PC was 64 players, right? 32 on one side, 32 on the other side, and it was just an all-out fucking war of almost pretty much, not so much capture the flag, but you know, like territories, right?
Yeah.
Like you go fucking capture 3 points, and whoever has the more points at the end of the match is fucking the winner, which is, you know, sometimes that's just cool. Like you said, like it's just chaos and fucking, not the last player standing, but it's like, you got to hold this point, dude, you know?
No, sometimes I don't want to have that much stress on me. What I want to do is have the other folks that are playing that are very objective based, let them do their thing. I'm gonna kill some shit and just support you. That's all I'm gonna do. I'm gonna support your ass.
Yeah, I'm just gonna get into a tank and run over people. You know?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, you guys need help over here? Okay, cool. Well, they're getting the flag, so you guys look at me.
And you know the one thing about Battlefield that I never understood why they shied away from was the destructible environments, dude. Like,
I think the technology got too advanced, man. I think it was they went high fidelity versus high physics.
But Battlefield 3 and 4, like, literally, you can blow up a building and it would change the layout of the entire map. You can blow up a dam and it would, you know, like, oh, God.
Just bring it back. Bring that back, because that will create clips on the internet. That's I think that kind of shit will create clips and promote the game. So I'm with that. Yeah, I think that's a good strategy. But again, I hope EA realized they fucked up so much. They got to pull a Jedi Fallen Order on us and just give us something that is good.
Yep. I was going to say, you know, with lately EA, they dropped the Fallen Order franchise. You know, 1 and 2 Survivor was good. I just really hope they keep going, dude. I don't know.
We'll see, dude. We'll fucking see. But, I mean, hey, speaking of somebody who's always fucking up and hopefully gives us something good, how about this next one? Hopefully.
All right, well, Xbox Developer Direct Showcase.
We talked about it last week. Now we know what happened.
Yep. Now we know. So they did drop some surprises here and there, but they did announce Ninja Gaiden 4, Doom the Dark Ages, with some actually fucking lit-looking gameplay.
Oh, yeah.
Claire Obscure, Expedition 33, and South of Midnight were all shown off in the latest Xbox Developer Direct. And the big surprise was that Ninja Gaiden 2 Black immediately popping up on Game Pass right after the showcase.
That's nice.
So, does this instill confidence in Xbox's future first-party efforts?
It instills confidence in their future third-party efforts. That's for sure. listen, I'm going to say I don't give a shit about Obscure Expedition 33 or South of Midnight. They just don't. I feel like they're high production value games that look good that I'm just not going to spend time on. I don't have the time for it. I will look at reviews and maybe get it on sale at some point.
Yeah.
Ninja Gaiden is a series that I've always tried to get into, but man, does it beat the shit out of me enough where I'm like, ah, you know what? I'm good. I am good. I'm actually okay. Those first two levels are pretty cool. That's happened in every fucking installment. But hey, it survived this long for a reason. I'm glad we're getting a fourth. I'm glad we're getting, like, Ninja Gaiden Black when it came out was a big fucking deal. So getting two Black, very, very, very cool. I'm here to talk about Doom the Dark Ages. That shit. That whole showcase. I've watched previews. I went like, okay, I saw IGN's version. I saw the official version. Fuck, that game looks like everything I've been wanting in a game. Like, the fucking battles on the battlefield, the multi-objective open-world-ish sections that are still kind of fucking crazy. Like, and then just the linear-ass, like, carnage doom with the, what do they say? It's like, you're using your shield a lot, so you're being a parry and block kind of boy this time.
Yeah.
But they made it look good, though.
Oh, yeah. They said that the three, you know, the trilogy, the Doom trilogy, right? Doom 2016 was like, what, rip and tear. Doom Eternal was run and gun. Mm-hmm. And this one, I think Doom the Dark Ages said is going to be stand and fight.
Stand and fight, yes.
Yeah, so it's just like, dude, like, yeah, I'm fucking, like, just, oh, God. Like, Doom is just a great fucking franchise. You know, going even all the way back to the OG games, right? Like,
yeah.
The only one that is a little bit of a miss is, like, probably Doom 3. But... Dude, I got that fucking collection on the Switch. Oh, like, dude. The old school one.
Yep. Oh my same, God. Same. So, same.
Like, dude, it's just, you want to fucking suck away 15 minutes of your life, just jump it on and get a couple levels in. It still holds up, man.
Dude, I beat all of Doom 1 on the fucking Switch. I got halfway through Doom 2 and I got in a fucking room that I couldn't handle.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, dude, the fucking gameplay for Dark Ages looks fucking awesome. I am literally, like, I know it's going to be on Game Pass, but fuck that. I'm buying it. Like,
no, Doom, do it.
Yeah, I'm fucking buying it. Xbox, God, day
I might,
one.
I might get, wait, at the rumored to have a Switch 2 version. Just saying. And yeah, I will tell you, Portable Doom, you just said it right now, Portable Doom is phenomenal.
Yeah, but I don't know. This one looks like it's, like,
you need, I said, the TV. You need the TV at the highest resolution possible. Yeah.
Dude, like, I'm telling you, if you play Doom Eternal, Doom 2016, like, I understand they're throwing the Switch, but if you play it on a fucking high resolution 4K TV.
Oh, I've played them high res too. All right, I just haven't got time to beat them on a high res fucking TV. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, I played it. Oh, for sure, absolutely.
Yeah,
Doom Eternal looks way better on a fucking TV than the Switch. But that's the thing. That gameplay still translates very well when it looks like garbage.
Yeah, I get that. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Like, just for me, I remember when Doom Eternal fucking launched back in the COVID era, 2020.
Yep.
I literally took my Xbox. We were in a cabin, dude, and I remember it was launching. Oh, yeah,
we've heard the story. I remember. Yep.
It was launching that fucking Saturday or Friday night it was launching, and I remember I was in the cabin using their shitty-ass internet. It took all night to fucking download, but, dude, I woke up Saturday morning. The kids were outside playing fucking in the snow, and I'm like, yeah, I'll be right there, and I just had to start it. Like, I had to.
I'll be right back.
So, yeah, I mean, Doom fucking Dark Ages, like you said, is the game that fucking owned that showcase.
100%, dude.
I'm in the same boat as you with that Ninja Gaiden, dude. Like, I never really sat down and like gave my all to it, but it does have a following.
It does. For a good reason. You can tell. It's one of those things you can tell when you play it. It's a quality game.
Yeah.
You know it's a quality game. It just might not be your kind of game.
Yeah.
Like, and, yeah.
Yeah, I remember playing it. Like, you know, I didn't have an X. No, I did have an OG Xbox. It was originally on the OG Xbox.
It was, yes.
And then, but I don't think when me and my brother had the OG Xbox, it was literally just a fucking Halo and a Call of Duty machine. So, fucking I remember
noobs.
I remember buying it when it came to the PS3, the next generation, with that Ninja Gaiden Black, right? So I played it, and I remember buying it, and I'm like, I get it, but at the same time, this is even before, like, Demon Souls and shit. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this shit was way too fucking hard.
Yes! It was too much. Like, it was fair still. Like, I get it. You have to learn the mechanics for it, but the mechanics weren't, how to describe, maybe too combo heavy, maybe too, a little too archaic compared to Dark Souls a little later, which felt incredibly intelligent.
Yeah.
You gotta really think for Dark Souls. For Ninja Gaiden, I think it's a little more reflexive.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, a lot of people were hyped that they dropped the Ninja Gaiden 2 Black, you know, literally the same day. So that was cool.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Ninja Gaiden 4, same thing. Again, it's not an exclusive, though, so it's going to be on the PS5. So, yeah, I mean, you know, little developer direct. I wouldn't even call it a showcase. I call it a little tease, you know?
I would call it a tease, too. Just like fucking ambulance outside again. God damn.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they heard you getting hot for Doom of the Dark Ages.
They so did. They're just coming. Stand and fight. So, yeah. No. Yeah, I mean, I would say Doom really stole the show. Ninja Gaiden, I respect it. Just not for me. The other two, they fall into these games of category. This category of games, I say they're pretty games that seem fun that I won't buy. Like
I get it.
Right. I'm just like, I understand there's an art. I understand the developers care about this shit. I understand that they might find an audience. I am not within the audience to, I don't have time to risk this shit. Yep. Like, I'll wait. I'll fucking wait and maybe like it. But we'll have to really wait and see on this one. So, yep, yeah, not
I
for
agree.
Me.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. Well, you know what? Now we're done with the news. We're going to have a leaky rumor mill, and we're going to talk about a very fun did they get it right. So I'm going to run real quick to the leaky rumor mill because I think the next thing
this is a big one. It's a big one.
Oh, boy. Are we getting a Devil May Cry remake? What? Well, Capcom's remake-a-thon may continue as the company is looking to revitalize the Devil May Cry franchise with a full-blown remake in its first first installment. It is said to be developed with the RE engine, have gameplay more in line with the DMC 3 and 5, and have a revamped story similar to Resident Evil 2, 3, and 4 remakes. Will this be another successful game for Capcom and give them the opportunity to finally, at last, fix Devil May Cry 2? Well, we'll find out. Discuss. What do you think? You're the DMC boy on this one.
Oh, dude. I really hope this is true. And to add a little fuel to that fire, the Virgil voice actor did say he was recently called in by Capcom to record some lines, quote unquote some, but lines in the young Virgil type of era, right?
Oh,
so
shit,
that's
okay.
Fueling it. Yeah, I think, I don't know if it was on like a Brazilian or South American website or some shit, but he was at
some lines.
Yeah. Some type of Comic-Con or you know those fucking conventions. So
yeah,
I mean, hey, if there's a game that deserves a remake like the RE, the RE franchise remakes, it's Devil May Cry.
I agree.
One holds up, two does not, three holds up, and just if they just combine one and two into one story, like, I'd be there for it.
Oh, but that'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
Really good idea.
Yeah. I mean, you know, five, I will say for as long as, you know, until they make a new one, that five is the best one in the franchise, and I love three. Three was the best one, but five is it, right? So
I mean, you know, again, as somebody, I've only ever played three. I actually own three on the Switch. I found it on a software glitch, the eShop glitch. They were guess how much I got this shit for?
$2.
3 cents.
Damn, yeah, man, that's a hell of a game for
that
3 cents.
That was a 20-minute glitch that I found on reddit.com/r Nintendo Switch Deals, baby. They are on this shit. And it was really fun. It was actually really quite a bit of fun. I didn't finish it, but I realized, I was like, oh, I understand the appeal of this franchise, but I know I can see where they would next gen it up.
Yeah.
So I've heard 5 is like really the apex of this fucking series.
Oh yeah. And it's not like a, oh my god, it's the best story ever, but it's just the fact that it's like, dude, it's a game that you can like play and you have a smile on your face playing, because you're like, you do combos, you do this badass stuff, and you just, it's not too hard, but it can be hard at the same time. So it's just, to me, it's like a, I don't want to say relaxing game, but it's like a, just a fucking turn your brain off type of, like, you know what, I want to feel cool right now and just blah, 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 you know.
Well, right. No, I agree. Okay, so there's a thing called flow state, which is what happens when we play Smash Brothers against each other. You're in a flow, you're not thinking, you're reacting. Yeah. Like, you know, you have a certain way of approaching a combat scenario, and a Sonic games are the same way. Sonic games are very physics-based, they're very instinctual. So, like, I've been told the Devil May Cry series, and I kind of got a taste of it, has an incredible flow state, which makes it easy to just, like, all right, this is what I'm playing right now, and I'm having a goddamn blast. Like, yeah. And I don't know. I mean, Capcom's done really good with the remakes lately, so I feel like, and of course, the original, or the creator of DMC5, is it the Dragon's Dogma developer, which I found to be a fantastic franchise and great combat, great understanding of game mechanics. So if they can bring them back and capitalize on this shit and really, really give people a chance to understand why this franchise rocks, I'm for it. So
yeah, I agree. Like, Devil May Cry is one of my favorite franchises, dating all the way back to the PS2 era. So yeah, I mean, if they're gonna remake it next gen with fucking all the bells and whistles of Devil May Cry 5, like, yeah, I'll buy it.
Yeah, so I'm with it.
Give it to me, Capcom. Give it to me. Mm-hmm. Give me what I want.
Give me what I want. And also, I gotta say, the production values of the RE2, 3, and 4 remakes, regardless of how you feel about each of them, is fantastic. So we are gonna get a goddamn good story if they go that route. I would definitely say, for sure. Now, we're going about to wrap up a little bit here, but we've got a couple of... real quick, did they get it right? And, I don't know, maybe. So, let's talk about this. The top 5 most stressful games of all time, based on the average heart BPM increase rate. So, we got... I'm going to start from the bottom. Number 5.
Oh, shit.
Number 5 with a 26.56% is actually Fortnite, is considered the 5th most stressful game. Number 4 with a 28.13, lucky number 13, baby, Dark Souls. Okay, understood. And slightly above it, with a 29.69%, is the aforementioned Call of Duty. Number 2. Good old FIFA with 31.25%. That's actually quite high. But, of course, number 1 is Nintendo's own Mario Kart with a 32.81%. Did they get it right? Most stressful games. What do you think?
I can believe Mario Kart.
I can believe that.
And too. Also, this average beats per minute increase was based on like a 30-minute play session, I guess. Which, what, in Mario Kart, that's about a Grand Prix, no?
That's
like
about a Grand Prix, I would say. Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree with Mario Kart. FIFA, I cannot speak to, but no. I'm assuming that can be like any other sports game. Mm-hmm. I don't really feel like I would be stressed on a sports game. To me, that's a little like... I guess you have to really, really be into the sports game.
Maybe that's exactly what I was saying. Dude, no, you're fucking 100%. I was like, if I cared, probably a lot. Probably a lot. Yeah.
I mean, I've played like NBA online 1 time, 2 times against other people. It's just, it's not that serious to me.
No, but then, maybe, you don't care. Yeah. I mean, you know, NFL Blitz, maybe. But...
Nah, see, even that's fucking... That's just
sticking around here, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Call of Duty, I would take Call of Duty over FIFA, because Call of Duty gets stressed, but it also gets you chapped.
Yeah, Call of Duty can get you... I feel like so stressed, I don't want to play. I'm like, you know what? I can't be up here at 9:30 right now. I can't be up here.
Exactly. That Call of Duty is not a game I would want to play to de-stress.
Mm-hmm.
I was expecting Dark Souls to be top 3, you know, or Elden Ring or some type of Souls-like game. I would have thought for sure would be top 3. But then again, you know, you got to think about it. Was it like in a 30-minute play session, what you might get like one boss.
You know what, you bring like, up. Yes, I agree, because to me, Dark Souls is immediately stressful in scenarios, but there's a lot of the game that's not stressful. Yeah. It's just more like scoping out and like, okay, yeah, I died, but I got used to dying, so I'm going to do this route instead or do this tactic. But when Dark Souls hits you, it's up there with Mario Kart and Call of Duty for sure. That for sure.
Yep, I agree. Like a Dark Souls, Elden Ring boss, Bloodborne boss, if they're only going off boss battles, that would be number one or two for me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Poor heart rate is just fucked at that point. 100%. Yeah. Yeah, uh-huh.
And then Fortnite, same thing as FIFA in my eyes. Like, I don't really get stressed playing Fortnite. It's more along the lines of like, oh, shit, I got killed by a 10-year-old. Look out for you, bud. You know, like... You know, like...
Hey, I actually can't fuck your mom, bro, all right?
Yeah, well, I was going to say that. I'd be like, hey, what's your mom look like? But mm-hmm. No, at the same time, yeah. Fortnite. I'm just surprised that the competitive... You know, there's two competitive shooters in here. There's one sports. There's one, Souls-like game. And then yeah. Mario Kart, right? Mm-hmm. I would have expected like a Mario Party to be in here, to be honest, you know?
Fuck, that shit gets me chat too. I agree with you on that one. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I understand a Battle Royale being in there, but I think it's like FIFA. It depends how much you care. If you're always trying to fucking win, then yeah, it's going to stress you the fuck out. Call of Duty stresses me out a lot, actually. So when it comes to competitive shooters, it the twitchy aspect of it, like, really... makes it way more nerve-wracking than like a Halo, where like you have the dance, you know. Halo, you get a dance and it'll still feel stressful, but you feel like you can accomplish something. But I feel like Call of Duty doesn't quite have that. It's like, oh dude, I got the drop on your ass. Like that's kind of the feeling I get from it, and I can understand it being number three. Mario Kart, yeah, there's a lot of bullshit. So, I would say Mario Kart deserves number one, 100%. Like, that definitely does. Listeners, if you heard us talk in our circuits, which we haven't done in a long time, because this is the number one most stressful game, we get mad. We get very mad when we play. It stops being fun, but it is kind of fun.
Yeah, and like, you know, Smash Bros. Ain't on here, but it would be on here if people played against you. I'll tell you that, man.
I know, dude. Pac-Man fucking rocket number one, buddy. Heart rate is going high. No, I mean, okay, so overall, though, do you feel like they got it right or generally right? Like, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think they did. I mean, a top five, I understand. The only one that I don't understand is FIFA. Mm-hmm. The other four, I get it.
I can justify it, yeah.
Yeah. But like, you know, take out FIFA, put in fucking... Yeah, I would take... I think Madden over fucking FIFA would make more sense, but then...
That's because you care about football, though.
Well...
Football, not this football.
that's the other thing, right? I just feel like Madden, but, you know, American football is a little bit more
chappy. Hey, it's Super Bowl week coming up, dude. It's real football, right?
Yeah, so, I think they got it right. It's interesting little study that they did. So,
yeah, you know,
I want to see, like I said, I want to see what Dark Souls they were on.
Dude, exactly, on dude.
1, 2, 3, what were they on?
If it's 2, it's bullshit. If it's 3, I totally get it. Number 1, that was a classic. So, I'm with you on that one. Exactly. I would say, did they get it right? Mostly right, but not 100% right, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They got it 32.81% right. There you go.
I totally agree with the 38.81%, right?
There you go. All righty. So we're going to wrap up here with what are you playing? I might rant a little bit because I actually, guess what? I've been playing a lot. I've been very stressed. So I've had a couple, I would say in the last 2 weeks, I've had a good 3 nights or so, and then 1 weekend afternoon of actually getting to sit down and game. It's really, really nice. And guess what? With that time that I used to sit down and game, to not think about life, I played 1, 2, 3, 4 games. And guess what? I beat 2 of them.
Damn.
Yeah, I beat 2. The first one that I beat was actually this game called Lunistus. And I've talked about this on the podcast before. It's a short platformer. It's to me, it's like a Dreamcast-style game. It is well worth the $3 I paid for it. It's like if Sonic and Crash Bandicoot had a child. And that's the kind of gameplay it is. I've found myself getting into these short platformers. Truly a good 3D platformer. And really one, if you can find it on sale for like $5, fucking get it, dude. Like, it's a really good play. But I had never in my entire life beat Sonic 3 and Knuckles. I've never had. I remember as a kid seeing the commercial for Sonic and Knuckles and that cool-ass logo. I've been wanting to play this game my whole goddamn life, and guess what? Sonic Origins Plus was on sale this week, motherfuckers. So, you know what I did is I bought Sonic Origins Plus, and that was my focus. So, Sonic 3 and Knuckles is an amazing game. It is my second favorite Sonic game, I would say for sure. Nah, maybe my third favorite. Maybe my third favorite. I'm tripping over here. Sonic 2 is my number one still. Sonic Adventure 2 is my number two. But Sonic 3 and Knuckles, fantastic. When you combine them together, it's 16 levels. Very good. Was it 16? Nah, it's like 14. But, yeah, I don't know what more to say about it. If you like 2D Sonic, it is really the apex of it. I always put Sonic 2 above it because I played that game my whole life. I know, like, the back of my hand. It was like playing a whole new... It was a whole new installment series. I think it's a... If you're down to spend the money on Sonic Origins Plus, well worth it. Well worth it. The save system's great. The coin system's great. It's widescreen optimized. No glitches anymore. It's the way to go. And this is a really good version of these games. The only issue I would say is the 3 has a lot of gimmicks. But once you get over it, you're fine. So,
Sonic 3 has gimmicks?
It's got so many gimmicks. Compared to 2, that's why I like 2 more. 2 is a straight platformer, no fucking gimmicks. You just run through the goddamn shit. and then Red Dead Redemption Undead Nightmare on the Nintendo Switch. Fuck yeah.
Damn, you got it on the Switch?
I got it on the Switch, man. I've been playing Undead Nightmare.
Shit.
Yeah, that is a great, great piece of software. I play Undead Nightmare once every like 4 years, every presidential term. You know, I got to make sure to get ready for the fucking zombie apocalypse. So yeah, I forget how much shit talking they do on the good old USA, US of A, and capitalism. Red Dead Redemption talks so much shit on capitalism; it's fucking insane. And American immigration policy, everything. It is so good. Undead Nightmare is like the apex of Rockstar fucking social commentary. Play it. Like, I've been playing portably on the Switch. Such a good time. Killing zombies never gets old. For some reason, the flow state of this game, fantastic. and yeah, K's and the Wild Mask. It's another indie platformer like Lunistus. I just got it. It's inspired by DK, the DK series. And it's $2 on the Nintendo Switch. Well worth $2. So I'll just say that. I'll comment more when I'm done with it. But I will say the pixel art graphics are fantastic. And mechanically, the movement, they know exactly what they're doing. Fantastic work. So I've played 4 great games this week. 2 weeks. How about you? What you got?
Well, I'm kind of I've been a little busy at work and whatnot. So I haven't really had time to play a lot. But I'm back on. Well, I shouldn't say back on. But I'm on the 2 games that I've been playing since I got them pretty much. Well, not all of them, but I got one on the Steam winter sale, which was Hogwarts Legacy, so I'm on that. Again, I mean, fucking great game just to jump in and, like, you know, I get it. I just really hope WB doesn't fuck that up. And then, you know, I'm still back on Cyberpunk, man. Like, it's just fucking great game with that latest update they did. Makes it, like, you know, it's what it should have been from the very beginning. And then also, speaking of Red Dead Redemption, I literally did just pick up Red Dead Redemption 2 on Steam to play it. Yeah, because I don't think we're ever going to get a fucking, you know, a next gen version.
No, we're not going to get that.
or 3 or a next gen version on the consoles. Mm-mm. So I ended up picking up Red Dead Redemption 2 for only $15 on Steam. So
damn.
Yeah, I ran it, you know, I bought it, I ran it to make sure my PC can handle it. It did. I'm able to get about, you know, 60, 70, 80 FPS, and yeah, I'm gonna be sunk back into that game just because, you know, back in 2018, 2017 when it came out or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, played it on a fucking PS4 of all things. So I'll be jumping back into that game to experience that again pretty soon. So
God, you're making me want to actually get that game. Right? I haven't played this shit since, what, it's 2019 when it came out.
Yeah.
It was right before COVID, so yeah.
Yep.
That was a game, man. That was truly some good fucking software right there.
Yep.
But yeah, if you get a chance, man, play Undead Nightmare. Undead Nightmare Portable, because sometimes you're not playing the story, you're just doing some zombie shit. Oh, yeah. Well worth it. Well worth the time. Also, again, if you got $2, K's in the Wild Masks, or if you got $5, Lunistis. I'm telling you, you're not going to miss out. Yeah. But okay, with that, guys, we are about to wrap up right here. We got one more little thing, and it is an absurd headline, which we have not had for like a month or two. But this one's funny as fuck. So I didn't even put any fucking details on the story. Just the headline. Here we go. Assassin's Creed Shadows official art book has been leaked on a hentai website. Wow.
It's like I saw it before you said it, but once you say it, it's just kind of like a huh, like a wow.
Yeah. No. Imagine being the guy that finds that. You're just casually doing your Friday night scrolling through hentai and shit, and you're like, "What the fuck on? Is that the fucking? Are those the protagonists from? Yeah, like I gotta see.
I was gonna say. Yeah, no comment because I don't want to get canceled or anything, but wow, that's one hell of a way to find an official art book.
Oh, yeah, dude, like, they were probably searching, like, Yakuza doing some shit, and they're like, hold on a second, that looks a little more polished than the other stuff I was looking at, and yeah, there you go, it's for a reason. That is because the official Ubisoft fucking marketing materials are available on a hentai website. I don't know which site, but you know what, if you want to send it over to us, not the site, the materials. Fuck, I already fucked that up. Nope, don't do it. Don't do it.
Well, I was going to say, if you found that, though, would you really want to say that you found it? Like, where you found it at?
The internet anonymity, just... baby. That's just how you got to do it, dude. That's just how it is. Oh. I haven't even seen the art book. I just found that fucking hilarious. That's awesome.
Yeah, sure you didn't, win.
I'm like, I didn't discover it. anyways, so that's it for today's episode. There's supposed to be one more Nintendo Direct coming in February for Nintendo Switch first party titles, so if we get that, maybe we'll do an episode, but if not, you'll see us in 2 weeks. This has been a production of the Horrible People's Network. I am Anthony Fuentes of the Horrible People's Podcast. It's HORRORBLE People's Podcast. We're still working on some stuff behind the scenes. We will let you know when we are ready to start putting out some more episodes. But until then, hang tight. Don't worry. Resident Evil 7, my Golden Goat episode, one day will happen. But until then, you're going to have to lose my voice here. How about you, Cordova? Where they find you?
I have an Instagram for my little gaming escapades. I actually have some screenshots I'm going to be uploading pretty soon of the games I've been playing. I think that's a little easier than editing videos, so I'll probably be posting that a lot more. It's on Instagram, just Big Bang Cordova, all one word. And then whenever they come back, I show up for occasional guest spots on the Horrible People's Podcast, so...
Yeah, he's going to be in one of the... my premiere episode's going to be fucking RE7. Just so he'll have to be a part of that one. But I have a bunch of other good ones, too. So I'll let you know when we're ready to go on that one. Until then, guys, we'll catch you either next week or the week after. But peace.
Peace.
Later. There you go.